Yeah, it can't get much better than it got last night. The Lakers with an absolute runaway win in Orlando against the Heat. The Dodgers with a nice Game 1 win in their National League Wild Card Series. All of that and more. Alan and I are going to be taking your calls. We're going to be reading your tweets. And ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And Alan, let's just start right here. Could that have gone any better for the Lakers in Game 1? I mean, is everything? Everybody's healthy, everybody played well, and that looked lopsided.
What happened last night? I was doing the pregame with Michael. I was telling Michael, and we give our predictions. What do you think on this series? And I'm a Lakers in six, but I'm a very, I get worried. I get worried before games. And Michael says Lakers in five. Trav, I don't really, we try and kind of think of this series big picture. It's just one game. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get, overly excited. But I guess the question I have is, what's going to change by the time tomorrow rolls around? What's going to change by the time Sunday rolls around? I say that because what I thought might be a pretty competitive series, Miami's going to put up a fight. Everybody just keeps talking about the Miami Heat's culture and Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and these guys. There's a grit. There's a toughness to them. What the hell is going to change by tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I, too, Alan, had them in six. And I just, you don't see sweeps in the finals very often. Mm-hmm. The reason the Miami Heat are in the finals is because they're good. And they're playing well.
They took out Milwaukee.
You don't get to this point if you're not both of those things, playing well and good. But this was just different last night. And not only, typically, I agree with you, that you would see a game like this and think to yourself, okay, it's one night. Lakers shot lights out in the first half. They made 12 of their first 18
threes. Let's not overreact.
Let's stay in our shoes. Let's make sure that we're just not getting too far ahead of ourselves. Fact of the matter is, Miami has two of their best players that got hurt last night, too. So not only did they get smoked, and those injuries happened after the game had gotten out of hand, so I get that, but this was a team that dominated the game, and Miami with Adebayo's shoulder and with Dragic's foot injury, you just feel like, I'm not even worried about a jinx, and I'm typically a jinx sort of guy. I worry about stuff like that. I'm really not feeling it, barring some sort of catastrophe. This feels like the Lakers are set up to go win championship 17.
And this is, Trav, I think the most important thing is just kind of watching the Lakers through the postseason. There might have been a game here or there or a half here or there where you say, man, the Lakers, where's the energy? Why aren't they bringing out? Why isn't the mentality there? Yesterday, listening to the postgame interviews, right? Did you hear LeBron, and did you look at just kind of demeanor in his face? It looked like the Lakers lost by 14 yesterday. That's the look LeBron had, which, that's got to get you excited if you're a Laker fan. And you hear Anthony Davis, you hear head coach Frank Vogel. Every single player and coach was as if the Lakers took an L yesterday, and that gets you excited because this team, they're not messing around. So, walking into the series, everybody would say, and Michael, always said this, the only team that could beat the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals is the Los Angeles Lakers. And I just don't think that this team is going to take their foot off the gas or take anything lightly.
You bring up a great point that the Lakers fell behind by 13 points last night. When they were down by 13, I think that's when LeBron's leadership, like you're talking about this, even after the win, and they won by 18, it wasn't that close. They could have won that game by 40 had
they
wanted to.
They were
to
up
do
32
it.
At one point.
Yeah, it was as lopsided as you're going to see in a championship round like that. But you could tell that it was just, all right, everybody take a deep breath. That usually, and I'm a pretty emotional guy when I watch
these
games.
Yeah, I needed a deep breath.
I kind of ride these waves when it's going great. I feel like they're never going to miss a shot. And when they're missing, I feel like they're never going to make another one. Right. Even down 13 in that first quarter, it's fine. This is the first time for all these Lakers being through this, with the exception of LeBron and some other guys. I know Danny Green's been through it a little bit, but this is something that is new for them. They're going to be fine. And then all of a sudden they got going. And by the time Caruso hit that game, the quarter-ending shot from the left
31-28.
31-28 to end the first quarter, it felt like a game winner at the end of the first quarter because they went down from 13. You blinked your eyes. They're ahead at the end of the quarter. It felt like the game was over right then and there.
Well, listen, they're not going to hit. I mean, I think in the first half, Lakers were 11 of 17 from three. Okay, Trav, we watched enough Lakers and listened to enough Lakers basketball. We know Lakers aren't going to shoot 60%+ from 3.5 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They went 25 of 27 from the free throw line. We've got enough examples from the Lakers.
That's not them either.
They're not going to shoot 93% from the free throw line. But I think, let's say the Lakers have a bad game. Let's say the Lakers don't play perfect basketball. I don't think they need to play perfect basketball. I don't think they have to have a perfect half. And that's the part where I think I walked away last night and I'm sitting here this morning. I just don't know what changes for the Miami Heat. LeBron James and Anthony Davis are mega superstars. I can make the argument, if I wanted to, that these are the two best players in the world. And by the time this series is over, I don't think it's far-fetched to look at Anthony Davis and say to yourself about AD, no, that's the second best player when you really take into account what he does defensively and offensively. By the way, even if he's not, let's just say he's top five. The drop-off from LeBron and AD to what Miami has and, you know, what are their strengths. I was, Trav, I was looking at a promo coming into game one. Mm-hmm. I think it was on Tuesday or something like that. And ESPN, you know, they're promoting it. You guys ready for the finals?
Right.
And the promo had Bam Adebayo and Jimmy
We're
Butler
done.
On one side.
We're done.
And it had LeBron and Anthony Davis on the other. I just kind of smiled. You know, I almost felt bad for Miami for a second.
Whenever you have those comparisons, like, okay, let's pick the guy from both teams, and we're down to Bam. Look, Bam Adebayo is going to be a good player in this league. He's not in the same universe as LeBron James and Anthony Davis. All right, don't forget that you can be a part of the show on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Easy for me to say. It's official. College football is back, and so is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to your store near you to treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. Let's start with one here. This is from John Martinez. It says, great start for the Lakers. They look way too fast, too strong, and too experienced for the Heat. This series could be over quick. Pitching look good for the Dodgers, too. Now the bats need to wake up. We'll get to the Dodgers in a second. Like you were saying, if you kind of flip this on its head, if you and I were sitting in a studio in Miami this morning, trying to find a way to make the people of Miami feel good about where Miami is, or at least not feel like the thing had already ended, I don't know what I would say. I don't know how you spin this, because like you just said about Anthony Davis, LeBron James went out there and was very, very good. Big surprise there. LeBron goes out there 25-13-9.
Just another day in the office.
Just another day in the office.
Assist away from a triple-double.
The greatest player of all time, in my opinion, who went out there and just did what he does. Anthony Davis was remarkable. 34-9, three blocks along the way. Even if one of those two guys just has a mediocre night, there's no answer for it. There's no answer for it, because you saw when they took Dwight off the court in the first quarter and put AD at the five, game was over. Mm-hmm. There was literally no answer for it at that point. So if I'm a Miami Heat fan, I don't know what I'm telling myself right now, trying to convince myself that I got a chance to see a game beyond game four.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do if I was at a Miami radio station right now. I would say Marlins have a game later today. They're up 1-0, right? And then I also mentioned that Seahawks and the Dolphins have a game this upcoming Sunday. That's probably what I would do.
Right.
But, you know, Trav, just to kind of stick on that for a second. So the Anthony Davis, LeBron James part, you know, it's one thing, and I don't want to say it lightly because it shouldn't be said lightly. It's one thing to have superstars, right? It's one thing. Kellerman was mentioning this yesterday in the pregame show. He said that typically, what you have when you win an NBA championship in the finals, you got two dominating players, and then you got all your role players from there. Occasionally, you're going to have a team that doesn't have any MVP caliber players. And you go back, you know, there's a lot of comparisons to the Pistons. People are trying to compare this Heat team. They're just trying to figure out, okay, what can we compare this team to? I don't know, and maybe just because this is just game one, and I think the Lakers shouldn't get too overconfident, and I feel very good that they won't. They have this six guys that have won NBA championships, guys like Rajon Rondo, Dwight Howard, all these other players that are just veterans on this team. This is going to be, you know, obviously an incredibly tough battle for the Miami Heat. This is the one thing I think you kind of walk away with. If the Heat lose in the NBA Finals, this was a great season for them. A great season. You got to the finals. You beat the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks. You have some building blocks. For the Lakers, You don't lose the NBA Finals and say this was a great season. You either got it or you didn't, and I think that's what's starting to make this Lakers team so much more dangerous.
Yeah, they're look, let's put a fine point on it. You need the best coverage in not just football, but your wireless network too. Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same networks as big carriers for up to half the cost. $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Here's the Straight Talk. The Lakers are just a lot better. I mean, we can talk about matchups. We can talk about LeBron over here, AD over there. The fact of the matter is they are better. And I know that coming in there was that conversation about, hey, they go a little deeper. Hey, they might not have a star, but they got a better team. No, they don't. They just simply don't. Jimmy Butler's really, really good. He's not on the same universe as LeBron James. Bam Adebayo is a nice player. He's not in the same universe as Anthony Davis. It's just not close. This is not a matter of, hey, you know, if this, they could. It's not close. That doesn't happen very often in pro sports, and it's happening in this series.
Take that combination with the talent, and then add on top of that, you have an entire Lakers roster and a Lakers team. There's no bickering, it seems like, with this Lakers team. Doesn't it seem like everybody's pulling that rope in the same direction? So the combination of talent plus a team that's incredibly hungry plus a team that's not overconfident, that's a dangerous combination right
there. Yeah, what the Pistons had working in their advantage a million years ago is that Kobe and Shaq hated each other.
I was going to say, they hated each other.
Mm-hmm. The team was dysfunctional. It was a pretty good team, but it was dysfunctional. And by then, it had kind of run its course, and the Pistons took advantage of it. All right, this is how good things are going for the Lakers. We're going to discuss who will win the MVP. Is it LeBron or is it AD? That is coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And who would have thought this, Michael, when they were trailing by 13 just 5 minutes ago?
No shot blocker on the floor. LeBron should just go to the basket.
Here he goes. He's still holding on to his dribble. Bounce pass to Rondo. Rondo outside to AD. Corner to Caruso. Three-pointer by Alex is good. And the Lakers, with 4 seconds left, lead by three.
I don't know about you, Alan. That felt like a game winner to me. It's like, okay, if that goes in, this thing is a wrap. And it goes in, and, well, it was a wrap.
Well, it changed so quick. You know, and I think there's such a feeling out process in a seven-game set, especially in the NBA. I mean, I think those are the games you're most nervous about. I remember playing Portland, you know, in that game one. And, of course, Lakers lost game one to Portland. They lost game one to Houston. But there's such a feeling out process. And that was my curiosity coming into yesterday's game, last night's game against Miami. Okay, well, what does this matchup exactly look like? Are players like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, are there players out there that maybe they're going to step up? Maybe Dragic's going to have a big game. But I think the more the game progressed, the more that, you know, you just looked at a Miami Heat team that no matter what they do, I just don't see how you win four of the next six games. And if I go a step further, how do you even really make this a series? Now, don't get me wrong. Look, game two coming up, you got a chance to really, really demoralize the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I think, the big test for the Lakers tomorrow. If they come out tomorrow, they go up 10, 12, 14 points in that first half. We might be looking at a short series.
I'll steal a phrase from my football friends, Kirk Morrison and DeMarco Farr. Mm-hmm. They're going to let go of the rope. That if they fall behind by 12, 14 points in that second game, they'll let go of the rope. It's like, let's get out of here. We've been in here a long time. Let's call it a day. Let's keep going.
Especially because I just think the Lakers, I don't see them letting up. You know, I just don't. You know, this has been my favorite characteristic of the Lakers as we've gone on through the postseason, just the more we've progressed. They just look desperate. How are you a desperate team when you're the favorites?
Because you answered it. Mm-hmm. Because they know that it's a championship is a success and everything else is a failure. When the bar is excellence or failure, those are your only two
Clippers
options.
Clippers didn't look desperate.
Because they weren't. Mm-hmm. The Clippers are not desperate because anything more than being terrible for the Clippers is a win. I know it's been a long time since they've been that Clipper team, but just the competency is the bar for the Clippers.
But Trav, that expectation, right? I mean, they got a lot of heat after that loss, right? The series. Now there's a little bit of ripple effects. Okay. You got Doc Rivers, no longer the head coach. I just say that because at least you got to make it to the Western Conference Finals.
I get that with Doc, but Alan, flip it on its head. Imagine if the Lakers had no-showed in Game 7 like that, a 3-1 lead, and blown it. We would be talking about
Still, right now we'd be talking about it.
For the next 6 months until they played the next game, and then even into the next playoffs, we'd say, yeah, but you remember what happened. The Clippers lost that game, and 36 hours later it was, eh. And then we saw that Doc got fired.
I bring it up in the pregame almost every
year. Well, my favorite phrase is Paul George hitting the side of the backboard. So we've already got it in. Mark it down, 919. All right, 877-710-ESPN. That is the phone number if you'd like to participate. Let's start in Glendale with David. David, you're on with Travis and Alan. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Basically, I wanted to bring up Scottie Pippen's point yesterday about Rajon Rondo. I don't know what game he's watching, but the Lakers just brought Tyler Hero down to earth.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, David. I'll say this, and for those who don't know, Scottie Pippen kind of undermined the bubble a little bit yesterday. He thought that, well, if Rondo's playing in regular arenas, then he's not going to hit some of these shots that he's hitting.
Called it pickup basketball, right?
Pickup basketball. You know, Trav, I hate that take. I hate the take of, well, let's discredit what's happening in the bubble. Who has control of what's happening there? You know, nobody does. I mean, it's not like nobody asked this season to start over a year ago and it's still going on to try and crown a champ. Nobody asked that 4 months of no basketball when the Lakers were clicking on all cylinders back in March. This is the predicament that everybody's in. So I think you should just show respect to what's happening and appreciate the moment. I'm not a fan of the criticizing how players or teams are doing.
No, it's silly. 877-710-ESPN if you'd like to participate as well. Look, the bubble's the same for everybody. The bubble is not different for Miami than it is for the Lakers. The bubble wasn't different for the Clippers than it was for Denver. Any excuse that comes along with, well, the bubble makes it blank, I don't care. It's the same for everybody.
Actually hurt the Lakers.
There is no advantage for any team, or there is nobody that's at more of a disadvantage because you happen to be in the bubble. It is exactly the same in exactly the same round for every single team. All right. Right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And here you go, Alan. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Finals MVP. Pick one.
This is a tough one, by the way, because Anthony Davis is the present. Anthony Davis is the future. Anthony Davis has never been in the NBA Finals. AD looked like a monster yesterday, by the way. I mean, looked like, you know, whatever Miami will try and throw. I don't think it's going to matter. You know, Anthony Davis is so young, and he's got so much more in his career. You'd love to see him at this age get a Finals MVP. Mm-hmm. You'd love to. I mean, it's just like, what a predicament for Anthony Davis to come to the Lakers in his first season, not just win an NBA championship, plus get the Finals MVP, and then here's his future. It looks incredibly bright, not just for himself personally, but for the Lakers organization.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
But with all that said,
okay.
Don't you feel like LeBron James, just what he's accomplished all year, how important he's been to the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'll even put aside the three finals with three different teams and three finals MVPs, put all that to aside, never happened in NBA history, doesn't it just feel appropriate and right that LeBron would win finals MVP, only got 16 votes out of 101 versus Giannis Antetokounmpo? For me personally, talk about putting icing on the cake to LeBron James' season. I'd love to see LeBron James get the Finals MVP.
Yeah, it's an easy one for me.
We are a cocky fan base. Let me tell you that.
It's an easy one for me. We all watched it last night, right?
I know.
I mean, this is not a, hey, let's put the cart before the horse. This is a, I watched the game, and this thing is over sort of moment. It's an easy decision for me. It's LeBron for a couple of reasons. Number one, what you mentioned about three MVPs, three different teams. I'd like to see that happen, and he's the perfect guy to do it. The other part is this. I do think that your finals MVP in part is a playoff MVP. It's not just these four, five, six, or seven games that take place. It's what have you done for your team through the course of the playoffs. And I think that LeBron has unequivocally been the most important player, the most valuable player. Look, this is not a coincidence. LeBron James played in his 50th finals game last night. 50. So it's Anthony Davis's first. So don't tell me that Anthony Davis is more valuable than LeBron James.
When you put it that way, okay. When you put it that way, that's incredible. I mean, that is ridiculous.
50, and look, that's not a slight to Anthony Davis at all, but Anthony Davis, when he was the primary focus of the opposition, never got out of the second round.
Sure.
LeBron James played in his 50th NBA Finals game last night. Anthony Davis was playing in his first. So when we're talking about value, I think that's a really good place to start.
Michael was, he continues to say this. He talks about, you know, we sit back and we say, all right, here's LeBron James in his 17th season. Michael's like, no. This is his 19th season. Add up all those playoff games. Those are seasons.
Absolutely.
There are plenty of players, including Anthony Davis. You know how many playoff games AD had played coming into the postseason?
I bet it's less than 20.
13 games coming in.
Yeah.
He's already surpassed that in this, you know, obviously this one playoff round. Injured, need a win. You need the Wallace firm. Proven trial lawyers who can get you a W for your case if you're injured. Get the W. Call 844-844-WINS. Or visit WallaceWins.com. No win, no fee, 844-844-WINS. Or visit WallaceWins.com. Certainly, Trav, Lakers obviously got the W yesterday. But I just go off that point because, you know, you said it best. The most valuable player. I think the Lakers got a chance to beat the Miami Heat, and I'm just saying this hypothetically, even if Anthony Davis wasn't there. I know that's a very tall task, but I just that's how high I put LeBron James. I'm with you on Finals MVP.
877-710-ESPN is the number, and ESPN Radio is brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Let's try another phone call here. Let's go all the way to Jersey for this one. Arnold in Jersey. Arnold, you're on with Travis and Sliwa.
Come last night.
Hey.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to make a couple points. I don't know if you guys remember me, but I called Sweep a couple days ago.
Yep.
And I don't want to just get ahead of myself, but it's looking like it's shaping up that way. And I actually put the human element behind it. If you look at the schedule, they play one day and then one day off. And then after game four, I think it's 2 days off.
Yeah, you're right. And
so I think they want to get out of there as soon as possible and get the chip and get out. And that's the way I was thinking about a sweep. I didn't think it was going to be as lopsided as it was. I actually thought Miami was going to, you know, play pretty good. But it was just, the Lakers are just too big and too strong. And just AD is just overpowering Bam. It's not even fair out there.
Yeah. Arnold, thank you for the call. Look, sometimes we do this, Alan. I'm guilty of it. I think everybody that does these shows is guilty of it. Sometimes we make it far more complicated than it needs to be.
I've never done that in my life, ever.
we make it far more
perfect track
difficult
record.
And try. Well, yeah, you know, this could happen, and I am probably the worst at it because I think, unfortunately for me and everybody that has surrounded me, I'm a bit of a pessimist by nature. I kind of see what could go wrong is the first thing that I see.
Sure.
This is one of these things that just – Lakers are just a lot better, and it took about – two quarters last night to just have that, oh, right, they have better players. And they have the better players at the top in particular. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that, okay, we have the number one player in the world, and let's be disrespectful to AD for a second. He's the fourth best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's be disrespectful and say they have 1-4. Jimmy Butler's a really good player. What is he, 16, 17?
Sure.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's where he
is. And they got 1-4? And Bam Adebayo is coming on nicely. He's a really good player. He's in the 30s or 40s, maybe.
Could be a nice player in the next couple years and contribute from there. But, Trav, just to play off your point, aside from all the talent, you can have a really good roster, and you could put it together on paper and have no idea how it's going to work on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Rajon Rondo, been fantastic. Dwight Howard, has Dwight Howard not been an absolute beast?
And free money.
And the way he's doing it is just – whatever's in the best interest of the team. Go down the list. KCP, Alex Caruso coming off the bench. Markieff Morris, here's 10-15 minutes. Kuzma, which we know Laker fans love to kind of... Kuzma yesterday, unselfish. Nice pass to Anthony Davis. The whole mix is there. It's different when you just got talent. It's a whole different ballgame when the ingredients actually mix.
Let's just say that Dwight has been free money because... LeBron James is here, too. Those things are not unrelated at all. All right, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Brad Turner from the LA Times, he's going to join us next. We'll talk all about that Game 1 Lakers and Heat. That's coming up next with Travis and Alan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, we're with you till 11 o'clock today, and ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Lakers with a big Game 1 win last night in Orlando against the Heat. And right now, Brad Turner joins us via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Brad, appreciate you coming on this morning. How you been?
I'm been good. How you guys been over there? How's my guy Allen doing?
What's going on, BT? What's going on over there?
Well, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Not enough of this.
All right, Brad, let's get your thoughts. How surprised were you yesterday? Lakers go down 13, and then at one point they're up 32. Travis and I have spent some time on this. What changes, BT? I mean, do you think something changes? You know, you kind of look forward to tomorrow's game or Sunday's game. How can the Miami Heat make this a series, or do you think what we saw last night, we're probably going to see a lot more of?
Well, being up by 32, I don't expect to see that. I mean, that would be – I want to leave the arena and fly back to L.A. But I'll say this. Miami will continue to play hard.
Mm-hmm.
And what they will say, they will try to play even harder and then execute while they're playing hard. But the first thing they have to do is make sure all their guys are healthy enough. I mean, you had Bam with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to play. Goran with the foot. There's no update on him yet. And Jimmy Butler was also dealing with the ankle that he rolled. So if they're not healthy, then we could potentially see more blowout games. And even if they are healthy, I mean, let's be honest, the Lakers are just better. And they're ready for this moment, and they want this moment more than anybody can ever imagine.
Brad Turner is giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. And, you know, Alan and I were just talking about that, Brad, that you know, sometimes in this business, we're looking for matchups, we're looking for things, and maybe we overcomplicate things. I think you just said it. The Lakers are just a lot better than Miami, aren't they? And it goes beyond just LeBron and AD. You just look at the game last night, and it seemed like the Lakers were better in every facet of the game.
Hey, look at what KCP did when they got down 13. He hit two threes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they're back in the game. They're down 7. Look at what Rondo did in the first half. Caruso, I think they were both a plus 20 or 22 in the first half. Then you start getting Danny Green making shots. They made so many three-point shots that I almost jumped out of my seat, went down there, put on a uniform, and took a chance to see if I could make one, too.
Should have checked in. You got to check in.
You know, but yeah, that's true, too. I probably would have missed like they were doing in the second half, but they had so much going on, like you said. And let's not forget, Dwight Howard didn't play a whole lot, but his presence, being physical, rebounding the ball, was also something that the Lakers were happy with. He had to be with that.
BT, Brad Turner from the LA Times, joining Travis and Sliwa here on 710 ESPN. Brad, last night was Anthony Davis' first finals appearance. He did mention kind of coming into the game some jitters, a little bit of nervousness. Once that game started, what'd you think of his performance? And do you think what we saw from Anthony Davis, I mean, look, we know there's not an answer to AD and LBJ, but is there anything that Miami can do to just try to slow down Anthony Davis, or you think what we saw last night we're going to see a lot more of?
I don't know if your average, what, he scored 34?
Yeah, 34 last night.
I don't know if your average 34 a night, but he can average 30-something because he is just that good. He's just that tuned in. And look, Bam is, again, their starting center. He's listed at 6'9". I wonder if he's really 6'7.5". So he's already coming from a point where, let's take Bam, for example. He starts off having to go up against Dwight, who's physical. And then they'll say, okay, after that, now, Bam, go and defend AD. Jay Crowder, you defend AD. He's so long and so athletic. And, again, he has this guy named LeBron James next to him to let him know, I'm always available for you. Then you have Rondo, who's out there saying, I'm always available for whatever you need to get you through this. And he says, damn good. He's just damn good, man.
Brad Turner is our guest. Brad, let's assume that the Lakers get out to another, you know, 10, 12, 15-point lead at some point in game two. Do the Heat let go of the rope at that point? Is it over? Are we going to look at a four-game sweep if the Lakers get out to another big lead?
You know, that's impossible to truly say, but I will say this. Miami will play hard. I'll say that again and again. Lakers were up 32, and in the fourth quarter, they made a little noise.
Sure.
Because I was too late. And let's not forget, this kid, Kendrick Nunn, actually started part of the season when Goran was coming off the bench. So he can play. He cannot be disrespected. But the Heat just, they're not deep. They don't have enough weapons. And it requires them playing hard, efficient all the time. So if the Lakers match that, and they play hard, and they play efficient, and they execute, then we could see more blowouts.
Brad, this is such a ridiculous topic here, but we've been doing it, and I know we're just one game in the NBA Finals, but when you start looking at Finals MVP, looking at what Anthony Davis and LeBron James obviously have meant to the Lakers, would you have a preference? I mean, we already asked a couple Laker fans as well. What would it mean to you if it was LeBron, or would you prefer it to be Anthony Davis? And, of course, we'll see how the series plays out. But how would you look at that? How would you answer that?
Oh, man.
I know, BT.
I'll say it. I don't have a vote on that because we don't vote for the award at the LA Times. But I would say it would mean a lot more if LeBron James won it at this stage of his career at, what, 35 years old?
Mm-hmm.
17 years in the league, and every step of the way, he has led this team. He has been in charge of it. They have followed his lead. So because of all of that, and he was one assist short of a triple-double. Think about that, of a triple-double. So I think it would mean a lot more to him, especially since he was not named MVP of the league. MVP of the finals, that's a better trophy for LeBron.
Brad, when I heard it last night, I nearly fell off my couch that LeBron James is playing in his 50th finals game. And not only is he playing in his 50th finals game, he's been the best player in the finals for all 50 of those. You know, there's been some clunkers along the way, but he's been one of the best players in the league for all of them. This is not somebody that's running out the string, riding on somebody's bench. As much praise as he does get, are we doing a good enough job of just understanding exactly what it is we're looking at with LeBron James?
You know, no, we're not. Because I think if you're a Laker fan, you got conditioned to seeing, if you're way, way back, our parents, our grandparents, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor. Then you get Magic and Kareem and James Worthy and Michael Cooper. Then you get Shaq and Kobe and Rick Fox and Robert Horry. But we've seen some of the best ever. I don't want to forget Derek Fisher. So now all of a sudden, you get to this level. You've been conditioned almost to see nothing but the best players ever, and you get LeBron James at a point of his career where he's not 25 anymore, but he's still one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA. So we tend to overlook what he accomplished and what he can do because it becomes the norm. And guys, there's nothing normal about this. Nothing at all about what he does and how he plays the game and how smart he is and how he just keeps everyone involved. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But sometimes I have to take a step back myself and start saying to my, you know, like, wow, that was pretty special what LeBron just did. That was pretty special what Kobe Bryant did when he played. But in the moment, you just watch and you kind of marvel and you write your stories or you get on the radio and you talk about it. And it takes until you asking this question to realize, whoa, you're right. There's something good going on here, really good.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. It's extraordinary, and everybody really should just take a moment to say, wow, this is something we're probably never going to see again. Brad Turner covers the Lakers for the LA Times. Brad, appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thanks a bunch.
My pleasure. Alan, where's our guy at, man? Michael Thompson.
BT, he keeps dodging every time, you know, we try to mention that he owes you some wine, he always changes the topic. So we'll stay on it, BT. Don't worry.
I appreciate that, Adam. You will.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
All right, feel the joy of a sunny day. Find the freedom of an open field and taste the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside. All right, lots of Lakers, of course, the big win for them last night. Dodgers got off to a great start as well. I want to give you the one thing, the one small thing, Alan, that kind of had me go, last night. That is coming up next. Hey, the best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people, it can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Dodgers with a game one win last night, Alan. They are up 1-0 in their wild card series as well. And don't forget that you can participate on the show on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Why? I don't want to keep calling it Dr. Pepper, Alan. That's not what it's called. It's called Dr. Pepper.
I'll take a Dr. Pepper right now. Take one right now.
You can send us your tweets as well, like this one. I mean, it's interesting to me because you have so many different guys that are doing so many different things, and we can pick out so many different people. But here's John in Huntington Beach. He says, I never thought I'd say it, but I'm happy for Dwight. He needs to ditch the superhero shtick and embrace the villain role. He's been a bully to the opposing players, and it's been awesome to watch. All true. All true. I just want to throw this out there. I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
Yeah.
That Dwight Howard's best season, as far as just kind of not his best season statistically or anything but his best season as far as going to win a championship came because LeBron was in the room. Dwight's deal, for lack of a better word, has always been immaturity, has always been selfishness, has been the things that have haunted him everywhere he's gone. And there's a reason, and he's in this category, Kyrie Irving is in this category. People are always very happy to see him leave. That's never a good thing as a teammate. That when people are happy to watch you walk out the door, that's bad. There hasn't been a whisper about any of that stuff with Dwight this year. And I think it's because he knows LeBron is standing there saying, we're not going to do that.
Well,
we are absolutely not going to do that.
Also, too, Trav, just to play off of that, this was kind of his last hurrah. This was his last opportunity. If he could have walked into this season with the Lakers, done exactly what they need him to do, not ask for the ball down low, to almost go back to the Orlando days where all he was doing was grabbing rebounds, playing defense, and getting putbacks. I'm not saying he's doing it that efficiently when he was 25 years old or whatever the case is. But, Trav, this was kind of it for him. I mean, if this didn't work for the Los Angeles Lakers when you have already your star power, this opportunity might prolong his career for another 2-3 years. And if he didn't, you know, I know what you're saying, that it's because LeBron James isn't going to put up with any of that. I think the NBA wasn't going to put up with any of that. That, as in, if this opportunity didn't work out, I don't know if he would have got another shot.
Yes, but I want to add a little to that. A couple of things. Number one, once it started to work, I think in most places he would have gone back to the old Dwight. That's like that's just human nature. That's not even a Dwight thing. That, okay, I've done the work, now I can go back to being myself. I can go back to being the goofball that I was. And I think it'll be interesting to see. Who knows what's going to happen next? Maybe Dwight comes back. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't think anybody knows. But if he goes somewhere else, what version of Dwight do you get? Do you get this version, or do you get the non-LeBron James standing in the corner of the room saying, oh, hell no, we're not doing that?
And I'm a champion. And you know, that's fair to say. By the way, doesn't Dwight just somebody said yesterday in the postgame show, the guy looks like a tank, right? I mean, just...
Always has.
Dwight, literally, it looks like he has zero body fat on. It makes me not want to take my shirt off or ever look at a mirror. I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about taking my shirt off. That's just not happening. Hey, you can text Levitard to 77333 for a chance at 10 grand, plus a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Levitard Show gang. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Limit one entry per day. See advanceautoparts.com for details. All right, to the Dodgers. Here's the thing that I'm worried about. A little bit. It's not a major worry, but it's something that I noticed last night that made me go, okay. The first couple of innings, the pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers last night, Brent Suter, he walked 5 guys without even getting out of the second inning. five guys.
Walked two guys in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Dodgers only scored three runs at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been a 6-7 run, just beat this guy's brains in.
Sure.
This game is over in the
shouldn't
second
have
inning.
Been a game in the seventh inning.
Exactly right. Because Walker Buehler threw one bad pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Guy hit it out of the ballpark. There happened to be a guy on base, and what was a relatively comfortable 4-1 lead becomes a very tight game with that home run.
Sure.
Or 3-1 at that point. The home run brings him in there. But that's the point where the Dodgers have struggled in recent years in the postseason. Isn't necessarily just the bullpen, or isn't necessarily just home runs from Clayton Kershaw. It's their inability to get guys in when they got guys on base. They've been really good at it last year, but seeing that last night reminded me of all the struggles they've had leaving guys on base in the postseason.
I'll use a quick Lakers analogy. There's times where a team will go 4 minutes without hitting a field goal. It can't be a game in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you have that much of an advantage, if you feel like you have that much control of the game. I mean, there were a couple instances yesterday, seventh, eighth inning. I want to say eighth inning. Milwaukee had a guy on second. They're a base hit away from tying the game. Game was 3-2 for the most part after that, you know, that two-run homer that you're referring to. So I could see that. I could see you saying that shouldn't have been as close of a game as it was. Of course, Corey Seager gave them a little bit of cushion there, hits the home run to go up 4-2. So I'm sure Dodger fans felt a lot more comfortable. But, Trav, what I'm most interested in, I mean, this is the – it's a three-game series, so this was what most people say is the most dangerous of series.
I hate every
for
minute
a team
of it.
Like the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Go
but
ask
if
the
you're,
Twins.
But if you're another team that, you know, the Twins is a good example, but if you're another team that maybe has an outside shot looking in, this is a great series for you, right? You want that small sample size. Here you are now, you're up one game to none. Kershaw on the mound tonight. A chance not to just close out the series, in my opinion. It's an incredible confidence builder to a player that's obviously struggled in the postseason. Are you going to win a World Series this year if you're the Dodgers, if Clayton Kershaw is not a fantastic pitcher? I'm not saying he's got to be the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, but I think this is a good step for the Dodgers with Kershaw on the mound. You're up one game to none, and Kershaw's got a chance to, you know, obviously try to grow that confidence again.
I'll tell you this, and I don't think I would have said this at any point during this Dodger run where they've won eight division titles in a row. But to the answer to your question, can the Dodgers win a World Series without Clayton Kershaw pitching well? Yeah, they can. And that's the first time this has been true. That you look at what they have. Look, it's a hell of a lot easier if he pitches like Clayton Kershaw. If he pitches the way he's pitched during the shortened season, Dodgers are in really good shape. But like you mentioned, we know that he's had some struggles. But the fact of the matter is, let's just say he does not pitch well, that he gets knocked out, and hopefully that doesn't happen. Let's just say that it does. Walker Buehler, you watched him last night. Dude's throwing 97 miles an hour and dropping that curve. When that curveball is in where it's supposed to be, it's unhittable.
You said it's unhittable.
It is literally unhittable because I have to look at 97. I have to be ready for that. And he throws that, I'm out every time. So that thing is over. Dustin May arguably has better stuff than Walker Buehler. We know that Tony Gonsolin, I know that he's the guy that's down in the rotation, but he's pitched as well as anybody on this team all season long. That's three guys. You need three guys to get through a series like that. That's without Clayton Kershaw pitching well. Makes it more difficult, but yeah, they can do it, and that's a good place to be in.
Yeah, and then you haven't said anything about that lineup either. You know, offensively, right? So you're just talking about from a pitching perspective. But I really do think I like the position that it's Kershaw tonight. I like the position that it's Kershaw that can end round one of the playoffs, and they could start to move on, and we'll obviously see what happens.
Hey, make sure that you listen to the Greeny and Get Up podcast today for some bonus football content brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. All right. LeBron is on the verge, three more wins, of getting his fourth NBA championship.
So overrated.
Yeah,
he's so overrated.
Real, a real bum.
Do
only
something,
50
Bron.
NBA
couldn't even get a
games.
Triple-double yesterday.
50 NBA Finals games. 50 last night. Just crazy.
Jesus.
But if he does get ring number four, what does that do for his legacy? That's coming up next with Alan and Travis on 710 ESPN.